Okay, so here we have some very easy Maya Makomos, a couple of psukim and Rashi. Okay, better than that. Al tikach mito neshech v'tarbis, v'yireisa melokecha, you shouldn't take from him neshech and tarbis, especially both ribbis, timachayv you in two lavin, Rashi says, v'che achicha imach, kaspel ositen lo b'neshech, mambas lo titen achlecha, and the pasuk concludes, the parsha concludes, Ani Hashem lokechem, asher yotzeiskem eretz Mitzrayim, lo aseis lechem aseres k'nan lios lechem elokim. Rashi, v'yireisam elokecha. Right, don't take neshech and tarbes, v'yireisam elokecha. What's v'yireisam elokecha? We don't see v'yireisam elokecha after every single lav. Right, so el chazir, lo signov, then said v'yireisam elokecha. Why over here is it? V'yireisam elokecha, I assume the kasha is like, there seems to be an extra zahirus being enunciated, being emphasized over here. So that means there's a need for extra zahirus. That seems to be the concern. So Rashi says, l'fi she'daito shladam nemshachas acharibis, because a person is being drawn, he wants to charge the ribbis. He can't abstain from doing it. He's more a heter to himself. The money is just sitting there. You put your money in a savings account earning 0.0001% interest. If you have money in a bank earning almost no interest, it bothers you every single second. I mean, someone who has money, it would bother them every single second. It's earning no interest. So hutzrich lomba v'yireisam lokecha. That's why it has to be v'yireisam lokecha. So okay, just like to go through the Rashi's one by one. To me, already is like a deher. I have to be careful which words I use. Deher chiddush. So let's just go with a deher. The deher is here. This guy, you know, we're talking about someone who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs. He reads the Torah. It says, the favorites in the Torah, I don't think there's any room for misunderstanding of the Torah. It's not like the Torah wasn't clear. Al tikach mito neshech. Do not take neshech. This guy is too difficult for him. So he's taking neshech. He's just more heter. It's too hard for me. He's more heter. It's not that it doesn't say he goes off the derech and he's charging interest. That's not what it says. Rashi says, umore la'atzmo heter. He's more heter. So he's to come up with some, you know, cockamamie reason. Like, oh yeah, that doesn't apply. My money's sitting doing nothing. I can't believe the Torah would do such a thing. I got to charge interest. I got to charge. Okay? So the guy's basically trampling on the mitzvah. If he would spend any time, and we're talking about a yid, someone who's shomer Torah mitzvahs, so he just like totally pushes it to the side. He says, more heter, I got to do it. He's somehow more heter. Sounds like a very weak thought process. So on this, the pasuk says, "V'yireisam elokecha." What's the havamina? What happened over here? What was the havamina? The havamina was he's going to do it anyway. Basically, just I can't say it's too hard for me. And just "V'yireisam elokecha" is going to say, "Oh yeah, neshech l'tarbis, can't take neshech l'tarbis." So, yeah, just at the hair, you see that, you know, it's a little muster. You just chazes over. But you have to have Yiras Hashem. I want to be Yiras Shemaim. I have to fear Hashem. And it's going to hold himself back, this person who is just too hard. It's so hard. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah of Neshech Tarbis that he was about to trample on with a pretty weak morhet. This sounds pretty weak to me. My money's sitting there doing nothing. But what changed? The Torah says you can't take neshech l'tarbis, so you can't charge interest. But he can't fathom it. He can't withstand this, so he's just more heter. It doesn't apply in this case. And then something as simple as v'yireisam elokecha is going to restore his equilibrium and sober him. So, and if we don't take advantage of the Musa Seder, Chas to show him, he could have been trampled on a mitzvah. It's the first there. Then the next O. Hatola Ma'osa Begoy. Someone, he's a little bit, sounds like he's a bigger lamdan in his Morheter. He's not going to just say, I can't do that. My money's sitting there doing nothing. He's already chash of the lamdan, Tamil Chacham. So he says, my money is not really mine. It's shtickle. The government lets you keep it in a bank, so it's really owned by the government. And it's owned by a guy. And I think he still owns, has the money. I think I sold my chametz on Pesach. Could be he didn't really good sale. He really owes the money. It's really his money. Kedei lavos l'mishal beribus. Now, a guy's money, you're allowed to, and, you know, you're allowed to loan a guy's money beribus. This guy, the O. What's the O? This, what do you need this O for? It sounds like pretty schwer. More heter. But I think Rashi, to me it seems that Rashi is trying to come up with someone, something like, come on, just because it was kosher lifer shimenu, that's it, just going to trample the mitzvah. No, he has a more heter. He's a real more heter. He thinks that, you know, it belongs to a guy. He comes up with a real rationale. Not just a bogus rationale. There's a little bit more tamsis to it. So, Hatola Ma'osa Begoy. He's told it that the money belongs to a guy. In order to loan it to a yid, the ribbis, Harez Adabra Ma'osa Libo Shalom Achshavos. Now that's totally on a person's lave, on his thought process. Lekach Hutzruch Lomar V'Reis Malakecha. So, just another, the hair. Like, here the guy has a complex, has lumped this to it. He went through the process. I can't trample the mitzvah, but it's not okay over here because this money belongs to a guy. So the money belongs to a guy. Has the Reisim Lekecha going to stop it? The money belongs to a guy. The Reisim Lekecha is not going to change that. Teretz is, he harvests on and the hairs, the Reisim Lekecha, that's going to wake him up, sober him. And even though he has now a complex lumdish shot in the sugya that the money belongs to a guy, and I should be able to do it, he's not trampling on the mitzvah. He cares about the mitzvah. He tries to develop the mitzvah. What's the pshat? He comes up. No, this money belongs to a guy. I can loan it, but still, this fellow. Now the Reis Melokecha will stop this guy, even though it doesn't attack the lumdus. What happened to your lumdus? He had good lumdus. It belongs to a guy. So I'm the Reis Melokecha, but this, what's up to with this? This is money that belongs to a guy. I'm not a loan money that belongs to a guy. But the Reis Melokecha will allow him to like have clearer vision, and he'll realize he made a mistake. It's also a deher, to realize that things that we came out with clarity, so belongs to a guy. It's mutter in this case, paskin alacha. But still, a person works on his yirshamayim and be able to see with clarity that I'm making a mistake. Okay, let's do the next Rashi. I shall say see eskem eretz Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi v'chanti bein b'char l'shena b'char. And I can distinguish and discern between the firstborn and not firstborn. Afani Yodea, even who's a firstborn, who's not a firstborn, when they went out from Mitzrayim, Makas Bechoros, who was a Bechor, who was not a Bechor, Hashem was able to figure out. Only the Bechoros died. The Nifram and Amalva, mostly Yisrael Beribis, the Omer Shalgoyheim. So he'll be able to I'll also know and follow up someone who lends money to a Jew with interest. Someone who does this saying it belongs to a guy but doesn't really belong to a guy. So it sounds like the first shot in the we'll get that in a second. Davar Acher. I'm anash that you accept upon you went out of Mitzrayim in order to take to take upon yourselves the mitzvahs, v'afilu hein kfeidus aleichem, even if they're very difficult. So right away you could see, if you did these Rashis, you see the correlation between the first Rashi and the second Rashi. So just to say it in a confusing way, the first pshat and the second Rashi is addressing the second pshat in the first Rashi, and the second pshat in the second Rashi is aligned with the first pshat in the first Rashi. Just to say it over in a confusing way. Okay, but the two pshatim and the two Rashis are addressing each other. So I just wanted to go through the hairs. It sounds like this is a second line of defense. In case the Yireisim Lekecha, what do you need Asher Tzeisi? You're giving him more motivation to not be nichshel in the mitzvah. But here he has a motivation, Yireisim Lekecha. What do you need more than that for? I guess Yireisim Lekecha, it doesn't work for everyone. So the Torah is giving you a second tachbula, second line of defense. Let's just go through that again. We'll say that the hair in each one, then we'll, be finished. So let's first do the first pshat in the second Rashi, which is aligned with the second pshat in the first Rashi. So, okay, so this guy thinks that the money belongs to a guy. He was moraheter. But Lumbus, guy's a little bit more sophisticated. He's not going to just trample on the mitzvah. Sophisticated belongs to a guy. Presumably, he didn't ditch Musa Seder. I'm not talking about someone that bad. He wouldn't ditch Musa Seder. So he had the Musa Seder, but Nishka Gangan. He still holds that it belongs to a guy. So what's the problem? I'm ready to loan you money with interest. What's the problem? No problem, Ribbis. It belongs to a guy, Mutter. In such a case. But then, Ani Hashem Asher Otzeis Yischem Eitz Yisrayim, I was able to figure out who the Bechoros were and who weren't the Bechoros. So what's going to change? How will anything change? It belongs to a guy. I did Musa Seder, I did Mislis Sharm, Och Sadikim, Chavuz Avava, Shari Tshuva. I did all that Musa Seder, but it belongs to a guy. Wait for me, I'm a Yari Shemayim, I'm a Baal Musa. Still belongs to a guy. Then when he tells himself, Ani Hashem, Ani Yodea, I know who's the Bechor, who's not the Bechor. Oh, that's a killer. That's a kicker. That's going to wake him up. As even someone who went through all the Musar, just the Deher, it's not addressing his Lumdus. The Lumdus is still stark. He holds its Mukhach, even after Musa said it. The Lumdus is still Mukhach, that this money belongs to a guy. But just the fact that he works on the Deher, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavkin, Bein Bechor, Le'ena Bechor, is enough to pierce through. It's not adding any Musar, just the Ribbono Shel Olam will know what it is. Hashem knows what it is. You say it's a guy, fine. Hashem will know if it is or it isn't. Not a guy, it's mine. That will make it figured out. So this is a good tachbula for us to use. Sometimes we have, Mami Marahetar. We come up with svaras too difficult to overcome the Nisayan, and we come up with heterim in this situation, probably doesn't apply, whatever, ones, the money's staying there, whatever. But just using this deher, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows if your cheshbon is right or wrong. Doesn't it tell you that the cheshbon's wrong? You're just saying that Hashem will know if it's right or wrong. If you say it's the guys, fine. Hashem will know that you're right, or he'll know that you're wrong. No way. Can't do it. Because that person will realize that, he belongs to a guy. Just kochus hanefesh, just a deher. It's not attacking him. Yeah, okay, if you say so, it's good. It's good tachbula. It's good tachbula to be able to use art for ourselves. Okay? I can't come up with a reason why I can't do it. It's mara heter. And this situation is different, onis. So why can I do it? I learned Musar, and I worked on myself, and I still say I could do it. Okay? But then you could do another tachbula. Try a second tachbula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know if I'm right or wrong. I can't do it. It's not doesn't belong to a guy. That's a deher. And just the last davar acher, asher tzeis gemer tzram menashe to kabel lechem mitzvosai vafilu hen kfedus alechem. So this is going on the second pshat, the second Rashi, aligned with the first pshat, the first Rashi. So this guy is too hard. This mitzvah is way too hard. So I can't do it. I can't do it. My money's just sitting there. He's more ahead there. I'm sure the Gaon Shalom has, in this situation, doesn't apply. Money just sitting, do nothing. It applies in certain cases, but not over here. But he doesn't have a mahalach. So he's really shtickle trampling on it. But he's not doing it. He doesn't care about the mitzvah. He cares, but it can't be also in this case. So what's going to help? Such a beautiful deher. Also kochas and nefesh. But you left Mitzrayim, you took upon yourself to do mitzvah, even if it would be difficult. Nimnu v'gamru, yourself of a kibble. You already took upon yourself, you can do it no matter what. So how does that help? It's too hard over here, but I have a commitment, prior commitment. You said you'd take it on even though it's hard. Okay, but I was more ahead there. Why should that make a difference? Teretz is, you deep down you know you're doing it because it's too hard, and that also will awaken a person, another great tachbula, that you said you take upon the mitzvahs even though they're hard. I heard from Achava Rabbi Zlat Pravalsky said this over, that he quoted Shmuel Salant. It's brought down, I think, in Chayolim. He says, he took upon himself, one of the Kabbalists that he said, I accept upon myself to learn, even though it's more difficult than death itself. That's what he wrote once. I accept upon myself to learn, even though it's more difficult than death itself. People have that misnomer. They think that the people sitting and learning are the ones who, learning is so easy. It's always so easy. And then sometimes we want to be more ahead there for ourselves. In this situation, I'm putter. I need a break, I need a chill, I need a this. I kind of, believe me, the more as far as for a bit of Torah that could be said over in an hour shmooze. But sometimes a person could tell themselves that, you know something, we decided we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though it would be more difficult, Shmuel Slanta, than death itself. It's even though it's difficult, as Makabal upon myself to learn. I didn't sound the only one if it's easy. I'm Makabal upon myself to learn. Just this tachbula, that a person, I would accept it upon myself to learn it, even though it's difficult. The Musa said it didn't work. It's just kochas and nefesh. He sat there and learned Musa to see if he can correct a possible v'yoresim alekecha. Didn't work, it seems. Otherwise, the chol, you wouldn't need a second one. So he did the v'yoresim alekecha, and he's still ready to, you know, too difficult. So in this situation, it must be mutter. But just the fact that a person tells himself that I committed to take on the mitzvah, even though it's difficult, already going to dispel the whole Mora Heter. Okay? I have to do it. So I took it upon myself, even though it's difficult. Just derech agav, in closing, I just found it, you know, just as a chinuch tachbul also. Sometimes you tell it, some people, you know, instructing, you tell the kids it's easy. It doesn't work because the kid sees it's hard. Sometimes it's difficult to say it's hard, and we're going to learn something hard. But I'm going to help you. You're going to know something that's hard that could be even more motivating. I don't know if this has anything to do with this. Just like this, it occurred to me. Here, this fellow is taking upon himself. I already agreed. I committed myself to do it, even though it's hard. But it's too hard for him. You know, the mitzvahs are too hard. That's why he's trampling on it. That's why he makes this like lame, weak more heter. So, but I already accepted myself to do things that are hard, and that's going to work. But this whole thing was hard. That's how we got started with this mess with Neshef Letarbis, because it's hard. I already accepted upon myself to do things hard, so therefore I have to keep the Neshef Letarbis. So, Bez Hashem, we use these takbulas to be able to, Kesh Baruch will give us the chizik to be able to overcome the nisyonos.